Don't wait.
Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. A lot of wild stuff going on today. Dad, what you were just talking to me a second ago about the sarin gas. Go in a little more detail on that.
Yesterday. It's interesting because, you know, yesterday's show was one of those. You got to listen to that show. It was just one of those shows. And I talked about how the drone strikes were killing thousands and had one of the most deadliest months last month with March under the Trump administration that we've ever had with drone strikes, and how he was releasing NATO now and the Pentagon to pretty much do whatever they wanted to do. And I said, if this is not effective enough as far as getting people's attention, they're going to start releasing sarin gas and nerve gas like Saddam did. And I talked about it yesterday, and doggone it, they released sarin gas yesterday. And I had no idea that was going to happen. And I called it out the day it happened, and not the sarin gas. And they're saying that Assad released it. And what's crazy about all of this stuff is the protocol that these white hats, these UN and NATO funded white helmets, they were handling the gas victims with bare hands. And they didn't even have hazmat suits on. You know, sarin gas, you know, when it's on the body and it becomes in a liquid state, when it actually gels to the body, is extremely poisonous. And you can handle these bodies and you can die from it. And the other pictures that I saw from these children that had died, and it was very graphic, showed these children had been bludgeoned. In other words, they had part of their heads caved in. Sarin gas doesn't do that. It's almost as if these children were killed with a blunt instrument, and then they were pretending like they had sarin gas poisoning, because these guys are not wearing hazmat suits. Some of them are bare gloves, and they're pretty much doing all of this crazy stuff without this. Sarin gas, nerve gas, is extremely dangerous. It's this fluorine gas. We talked about it yesterday in detail. At least 58 people were killed in an alleged horrific gas attack in Syria. They're blaming the Assad government on it, but Assad government, you know, he basically turned over all of his gas weapons. However, even before investigation could be conducted and for evidence to emerge, Federica Monageri, the Italian political high representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, condemned the Syrian government. I mean, she didn't know who did this, stating that the Assad regime bears responsibility for the awful chemical attack. So within seconds of exposure, this fluorine gas affects the muscles in the nervous system. There's almost an immediate release of the bowels and bladder, and vomiting is induced. When sarin is used in a concentrated area, it has the likelihood of killing thousands of people. Yet such dangerous gas, the white helmets are treating the bodies with little concern to their exposed skin. This simply has to raise questions. It is known about 250 people from Majalda and Kitab were kidnapped. This is this important. This is about, listen to this. It is known about 250 people last week were kidnapped from Majalda and Kitab by Al-Qaeda terrorists last week. Local sources have claimed that many of the dead from the chemical attacks were those of Majalda and Kitab. This would suggest that on the eve of the upcoming peace negotiations, terrorist forces have once again created false flag scenarios. This bears resemblance to the Ghouta chemical attack in August of 2013, where the Syrian army was accused of using the weapons of mass destruction on the day the United Nations weapons inspectors arrived in Damascus. And in addition to that, they were talking just several days before that on Twitter that they were going to be doing a gas attack in Syria. Now, all of a sudden, we have a gas attack in Syria. It's so crazy that I actually called it out yesterday on the show, and it happened yesterday. What do you think, Austin?
No, it's definitely pretty wild. And I mean, Russia has already insisted that the chemicals that were used were spread when Syrian warplanes bombed a facility where rebels were apparently building chemical weapons. Even the top Syrian rebel leaders have denied they were responsible for the attack. I don't know, guys. This whole thing is very strange to me. It looks like a ton of obfuscation, false flag, whatever you want to call it, I don't know, but I find it very odd that this happens right now after we've been talking about this. Now it's all the Assad regime. We need to bomb these guys. We need to take this. We need to do that. We already know, we've talked for years now, that the United States has wanted to overthrow Assad and overthrow Syria. I can't imagine why Assad would possibly use this type of gas on civilians. There's no upside to this at all of doing it. That's the whole thing. And so Russia's saying that basically Syrian warplanes bombed the facility where rebels were at, and they were building these chemical weapons, and so that's how it got released so quickly. Again, I have no idea if that's factual or not. I've just been looking at some of the research on it. But it's kind of sad, Dad, when you see this kind of stuff happen. But again, you have to figure out what's really going on and not just listen to everything the mainstream narrative tells you, because we have seen a significant underlying goal about Syria and trying to overthrow the Assad regime. So if this is something that was involved and was somebody else doing it, I'm not sure, but it's definitely pretty sad that it's happened. Ed.
Well, also, no, you can't handle a sarin gas victim with bare hands, and these white helmets are wearing no gloves. I mean, they're not even wearing hazmat suits. I mean, sarin gas is incredibly deadly. I personally think this was just another false flag. I think many of these children, if you heard when your Skype went down, your phone went down, many of these children had the sides of their heads caved in, they were taking pictures of. I mean, sarin gas doesn't cave in the side of your head. And, you know, it's a horrible, horrible gas, and you basically lose your bowels almost immediately, and I don't see any evidence of that either in the photographs. I mean, so there's an interesting thing here. I mean, this looks like just another giant false flag to try to demonize Assad. And the sad part about it is, Austin, so this is what happens when the Rothschild-controlled press gets a hold of this stuff and the AP Wire and the Reuters network, because when they do this, they can do whatever they want to do. Because remember, these guys want to run that oil pipe, that gas pipeline from Qatar through Syria into Europe to bankrupt Russia as far as their natural gas sales into Europe. That's what this whole thing was about all the way back in 2009. In 2011, the doggone CIA decided to overthrow the Assad government to get the Qatar pipeline put through. That's what this whole thing's about. And so if you go, you have to go back to the Sabbatean Kabbalist information. You've got to realize, in fact, I just did Sheila Zawinski's show. You guys got to hear it. I did an hour with her right before I got on the air here today. And I kind of broke down everything that's happening from a global standpoint. I'll cover a few more things about that very quickly. Because what's going on is this. This isn't any ethnic group that's doing this. This is a group of Satanists that are doing this. It's not the Jews, it's not the Muslims, it's not the Christians, it's not the Hindus, it's not the Buddhists, it's not the Chinese, it's not the Syrians, it's not the Russians, it's not the American people. It's a group of Luciferians that are learning how to control, or they haven't learned anything. They've been doing it for decades, or over 100 years with Bernays, who was, by the way, Sigmund Freud was a Sabbatean. He was a Luciferian. He worshipped Lucifer. He was a black arts operative. His cousin, Bernays, who was the father of advertising, was also a Luciferian, also a Sabbatean Kabbalist, who basically practiced the dark arts. And they've been doing this and honing this in now for over 100 years on how to affect the media and how to affect perception. In other words, what they want to do, they want to control the energy field around the planet in such a way that it allows them to control the emotions and the reality of the people who are listening to their media. It's like they've cast a spell upon us. You guys remember last year when Hillary Clinton received the nomination over Bernie Sanders, and I did a whole thing about how the Bible says the enemy, Lucifer, has put a veil of an energy field around these unbelievers so they cannot see the truth. Now, this is what happens when these folks are not walking through the Holy Spirit. This is what happens when they're not Christians. They don't see the truth. If you don't understand who Jesus Christ is, if you don't understand the power of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the symphony that God's able to put into you through the infilling of His Holy Spirit, the resonance that we acquire through the Holy Spirit with God, if you don't understand that, you can never walk in peace or in love or in harmony with the Creator of the universe. And these people who have this veil around them, they simply don't have the ability to see and to hear and to know the truth. It's almost as if it says in the Bible, their eyes have been blinded so they can't see. That's why these people who are these extreme liberals, they can't see the truth of what Islam is. They can't understand it. I have a a person that I've listened to several times. His name is Vela. He's a physicist on the internet, and he was basically arrested by the German government last month. He doesn't even know what the crime is. They said that it was, he said it's either because he's a Holocaust denier or that he said some type of hate speech against Muslims because of what was going on in Mecca and how they sacrifice and who they, and some other stuff too. I'm not going to try to quote him, but he's basically now being investigated by the German government. See, this is what these Luciferians want. They want to control everybody's thought. They have the thought police in Germany. If you do something, if you say, I don't believe the 6 million Jews died in the concentration camps, I believe that a lot of these Jews who did die died of typhus. I believe a lot of these Jews did die of starvation. I believe that the United States bombed the supply lines and the railways going into these camps with millions of people, and they couldn't get food and water to them like they needed to. I don't believe that the gas they used, the Cyclon gas, was used for extermination. I believe it was used to control typhus and control basically insects and all types of other things that were being, and lice. If you start saying anything about any of this in Germany, if you mention the Third Reich, you mention Hitler, you mention the Fuhrer, you mention the Fatherland, any of those words are forbidden. Those are forbidden terms. You can't question the mainstream narrative. I remember years ago, I had one of my friends, he's a top executive at Porsche, I won't mention his name, and he and his family were at my home, and we started talking about World War II, and he literally got scared. Now remember, he's in Florida, and he got scared, and I asked him, the German word for being scared is Bange, that's the word, and I said, I looked at him, and I said, Du bist Bange, warum bist du Bange? Why are you scared? We're in Florida. He goes, you don't understand. These words are forbidden. We can't speak these words. We can't question these things. And now I find out that Vela, basically, physicist Vela, has been basically detained and arrested because he's questioned certain things, said certain things, used certain words he can't use. This is the goal of the Sabbatean media. This is the goal of Bernays. This is the goal of these guys who've learned now for the past 120, 130 years how to control the narrative. They did this with the Lusitania. They did this with all of the lies they brought up. I talked about it a few weeks ago, to bring the United States into World War I, to bring out the Balfour Declaration, to have the Jewish communist revolt in Russia killing tens of millions, close to 60 million people. They did this to bring everything into World War II. These guys are Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian, numerologist wizards. That's what they are. And they do everything by the numbers. They do everything by planet rotation. They do everything by numerology. And this is what they live by. They'll plan things in advance, years in advance, to get the right lunar cycle. This is why they sacrifice human beings at certain times of the year. This is what they're involved in. This is the Druidic worship these guys were taught by the fallen angels thousands and thousands of years ago, before Abraham was even around. Because remember, this thing happened with Noah before Abraham was around. The Druidic worship and the fallen angel worship was going on long before the Jews were ever formed as a people. This has been passed down through all of these generations. That's why it's not the Jews, it's not the Muslims, it's not the Christians, it's the Luciferians, it's the Druids, if you wanted to say that, it's the Satanists that are involved in all of this. Even Putin says, and this is one of his other quotes, I love the quotes that Putin says, the Russian president says something about the New World Order that the Western media won't air. He goes, even President Theodore Roosevelt warned us of a secret government revealing that quote. This is quote Theodore Roosevelt's own quoting. He said, behind the ostensible government sits enthroned an invisible government, owing no allegiance and no acknowledging no responsibility to the people. This is who these guys are. Here's a quote by Edward Bernays. When it comes to geopolitics, things have been quite clear within the past few years for many, and there is a general consensus among many political leaders and academics for a long time. There has been a deliberate manipulation of the opinions of the masses, and that those who manipulate this are, quote, unseen mechanism constitute an invisible government, which is the ruling power of global geopolitics. Our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, and our ideas are suggested largely by men we have never heard of, quote unquote Sabbatean Kabbalist Edward Bernays, cousin of Sigmund Freud. This is the same sentiment expressed by multiple speakers, mostly notably President Putin at the 13th annual meeting at the Valdai International Discussion Club, whose theme this year was the future in progress shaping of the world tomorrow. He began his speech, direct quote from Putin, said that 1% oligarchy dominate our world. Quote, abandon substantive and equal dialogue with other actors in the international life. Choose not to improve or create universal institutions and attempt instead to bring our entire world under the spread of their own organizations, norms, and rules. They choose the road of globalization and security for their own beloved selves, for the select few, and not for all. Continuing with Putin, if the powers that be today find some standard or norm to their advantage, they force everyone else to comply. But if tomorrow these same standards get in the way, they are swift to throw these standards away. Then he goes on to say, they churn out threats, imaginary and mystical threats, such as the Russian military threat, explaining how it's a profitable business that can be used to pump new money into defense budgets at home, get allies to bend to a single superpower's interest, and expand NATO and bring its infrastructure, military units, and arms closer to our borders. And then he goes one more final quote, another mythical and imaginary problem is what I can only call the hysteria that the USA has whipped up over supposed Russian meddling in the American presidential election. The United States has plenty of genuinely urgent problems, it would seem, from the colossal public debt to the increase in firearms violence and the cases of arbitrary action by the police. In our mind, real leadership lies in seeing real problems rather than attempting to invent mythical threats and use them to steamroll others. This is exactly how Russia understands its role in global affairs today. The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any formed intelligence officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an intensified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind the propaganda is the United States of America. Guys, I don't even know how to quote this any better from Putin. He said it exactly right. The Sabbatean cabals, which control the media, which control AP, control Reuters, have completely allowed the media and these folks in Congress and these Sabbateans to have an open credit card to do whatever they want to do to destroy the United States. The United States has descended into hell. I'm going to say that very clearly. The United States has descended into hell through political correctness, through the never-ending war on terror, through the Babylonian money master system of debt. We've descended into hell to become the largest debtor nation in the world. People hate us all over the country, all over the world. And what we need to understand is if we don't allow someone like Donald Trump, who's trying, I believe, the best he can in the middle of all this stuff, though some of his appointments I don't care for, to correct this mess, the door to hell is going to be changed. It's going to be closed. And the United States, I'm going to say this now, is going to be broken up into its 10 FEMA districts within 10 to 15 years, and the United States of America as we know it will no longer exist because of the debt. It will go completely bankrupt. Now, that's what the New World Order wants, because the 10 FEMA districts will be more easily controllable than the massive colossus that is the United States with its abilities and power intact. They have to dismantle it. They tried to do it with the Civil War, when they funded both sides of the Civil War with the Sabbatean Kabbalist group to allow the United States to be split in half, and they've never stopped trying to undermine the republic that was conceived by the founders of our country since the very beginning, because we have created a massive problem for them with 300 million guns and a complete and total armed public, which refuses to capitulate to the New World Order in spite of the fact that they've drugged us with statin drugs, they've drugged us with fluoride, they destroyed and drugged us with fertility drugs and with immunizations, and yet we still refuse to comply to their new world, satanic, one world order. Praise God for the Christians, praise God for the patriots, praise God for white Christian patriots, praise God for black Christian patriots, and praise God for Hispanic Christian patriots. We need to all work together in the United States now as a cohesive unit to restore the republic and to restore our once great land. That's how I feel. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, we've already seen it that they've been trying to break off part of the United States on the old Aztec map and give it to Mexico. We see directly, still right now, China's directly involved with the UN on trying to get California to break off from the United States and become a UN nation. China is turning around and bankrolling that entire endeavor. Then we see, as far as Europe wants to go ahead and start taking the northeast areas, we've seen all this stuff, and that is the goal, as you just said. You look at Europe, you look at Africa, you look at South America, you look at all these places, and they have a breakup of all these different countries. Really, the only one that hasn't been split up that's a huge mass of land like the United States is Russia. And you see right there how Putin's stance is on all this stuff. They have to try and completely divide the United States, and they've been doing and actually an incredibly good job the last decade through the war on drugs, through the war on terror, through the racial divide with all the different stuff the media pushes out. Every time there's an incident, it's always race baiting. Every single time they can turn around and pull it off, they try and race bait. Every single time the media does, we've talked about this numerous times, instead of trying to unify us together and have us come together as patriots, obviously we know the globalists want to break us up all apart. So that is the overall goal, is to break up the United States. If they don't call it 10 FEMA districts, they'll call it something else. But that is the overall goal, because they cannot have us unified like we are. They want us to be completely separated. I mean, look, as Dad was just saying, as far as how it's descending, look at the amount of abortions we have every year in this country. Look how we turn around and have a watch group come out and say, we're going to go undercover and show the Center of Medical Progress released the undercover video. I've talked about this numerous times. You guys have already heard it. And show videos of individuals from Planned Parenthood illegally selling dismembered fetus body parts. And they get completely dropped all charges in Texas. The judge says, nope, these guys didn't do anything wrong. They're recording this legally. No charges. Go to California, now 15 new felony charges. This is the way the culture has become in the United States. This is the direction that it's heading, and the problem is nothing's being done about it. Most people aren't willing to stand up and say, I don't agree with that. Most people aren't willing to stand up and say, you shouldn't probably get vaccines, or you should probably look into it. Most people are too scared now. As Dad just said, with the political correctness in this country, from everything, from the political correctness with Muslims, with the homosexual agenda, with abortions, with everything, nobody wants to offend anybody. Nobody wants to bring up a topic that anybody's going to get flustered over. So everybody just shuts their mouths, watches their TV, eats their GMO food, and goes on their merry little way. And that's the end of it. That is what we cannot continue to do if we want this country to start coming back. Everybody has to start voicing their opinion, especially the patriots that are educated in these areas. You have to start waking other people up, because we see the blithering idiot liberals, especially out in California. They love to voice their ignorant opinions that make no logical sense whatsoever. They're willing to do it all the time. They're willing to get out in the middle of the road and put vagina hats on and scream at people for not allowing them to have free abortions. That's how adamant these guys are about pushing their satanic liberal agenda. I mean, there's no question about it. But yet, nobody wants to even question anything when it gets brought up. Nobody even wants to say anything from the conservative, patriotic side about somebody doing something that we don't agree with. We just hush-hush. So Dad's exactly right. We all have to wake up and start seeing what's going on. Also, too, I saw this earlier today. I don't know if it's 100% accurate. I know Roger Stone has done different things over the past, but he claimed yesterday as well, as what we were just talking about, he said that Jared Kushner has been leaking information to MSNBC in order to hurt White House Chief Steve Bannon. He said that Kushner is sending text messages to Morning Joe co-host Joe Scarborough, perhaps the one presidential aide who cannot be fired. Jared Kushner is now in regular text message communications with Joe Scarborough. He said, many of the anti-Steve Bannon stories that you see, the themes that you see on Morning Joe, are being dictated by Kushner. Now, again, I don't know if that's 100% accurate. I haven't been able to vet that completely, but it does sound very accurate. Dad and I were talking about that yesterday when we were in the truck together, that Jared Kushner was not elected. We did not choose to have him in any type of position in this government, yet he's one individual that can't even be fired, but he's getting all types of positions, all types of authority, all types of clearance to be involved in a plethora of different things, yet he has zero accountability when it comes to political law or to the Constitution, because technically he doesn't even hold a government position that was voted on, so he can't even be voted out unless it was something so egregious that he was involved in. I guess he could be arrested and thrown out, but then Trump could just pardon him. So he's in this really weird rocking chair right now, and I just find it very, very odd, as much stuff as he keeps being involved in, Dad. We talked about it yesterday. Now Roger Stone called him out, and again, I don't know if that's 100% accurate, if he is leaking information like that, but it would not surprise me one bit.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say something. My personal belief is Jared Kushner is a Mossad mole in the White House. I believe that's why he was sent with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to the Middle East, so he could keep Israel updated through the Mossad of what was going on and the conversations that were being done and taking place. I think he's completely and totally corrupt, and I personally believe that I even question how in the world he ever got together with Ivanka Trump, because, you know, we call them these honeypots, these honeypot traps, when these women intentionally set themselves up with these guys to basically get married to them, to basically entrap them, and to try to get them to capitulate to their way of thinking or to take their assets. I don't know if it was a honeypot trap in reverse as far as why in the world he got hooked up with Ivana. I don't know any of this stuff. All I know is this guy, Jared Kushner, is bad news, and we never elected him or put him in the White House. I really believe that now he's got these children with Ivana. Trump's got grandkids with him. They're linked at the hip. Like every single photo you see of Trump, he's in the picture. I personally think he's a Mossad mole, because we know he's hooked to Shabbat, and we know Shabbat is a Mossad organization and a Mossad synagogue type of organization in which has been linked to organized crime. We talked about this in depth yesterday. That's where I think this is going with Jared Kushner. Now, I know I've just stepped out into a big hole. This is my opinion. I believe this is what's going on, because now he's leaking evidence against Bannon. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is a mess. Trump is doing, I believe, the best he can do in the situation that he's in. He's getting some really, really, I believe, compromised advice. I think we need to all stand behind Trump and just believe God that he's going to figure out what's going on and clean this mess up. But guys, when it's your son-in-law married to your daughter, you know, Princess Ivanka, and basically you have a situation in which this girl basically hung the moon and the stars as far as her daddy is concerned, and now all of a sudden he's got these kids with this. Remember, she's rejected Christianity. She's renounced that to become the Jew. She's become part of the Shabbat cult. Always you got to remember this, guys. You've got to go back to the spiritual aspect of what's happening here in the White House and what's happening around the world. And you have to understand who these guys are. Then you have to start asking some other questions. Look at the Planned Parenthood thing. Look at what's going on. They're selling human fetus body parts to the highest bidder, to these different groups. Do you guys have any idea what they do in these satanic services and rituals with these human body parts and these children's brains and intestines and all the things they do with these kids? I'm not going to even get into it, but they do some pretty crazy stuff, including eating them. So we've got some sick people out there that are doing a bunch of sick things. And if that's not sick enough, a lot of these body parts are being sold to cosmetic companies. You heard me right.
Yep.
And they're being put into your makeup, into your lotions that contain, on the label, fetal collagen. It's because of these children, these aborted fetuses that are being sold for a profit, that they have this never-ending supply of these fetal collagen sources. Think about that for a second, or these stem cell sources. In many cases, these children are being ground up into a paste, and many women are spreading them on their face. Not only are we ingesting these children through the Pepsi company and through the different flavorings that they're using, we're putting them on our bodies. This is the only group that would do this is some sicko, perverted, damned to hell, satanic group that basically wants to just laugh at night about what they're having Christians do, including the support of the movie Beauty and Baphomet, or Beauty and the Beast, whatever you want to call it, that we all flock to, not me, not Austin, not my family, hopefully not my listeners in the last few weeks, hundreds of millions of dollars in sales already in box office revenue, to see this satanic bestiality mess that they're promoting with the full Baphomet horns. I mean, what a mess. I mean, think through this for a second, guys. Why is it the last five presidents have bombed the holy living crap out of the Middle East? They never did that before. Why is that going on? I mean, Bush did it, Clinton did it, Bush did it, Obama did it, Trump's doing it. Why in the world are we being forced to do this? Why in the world is it, or aren't these bases being closed? Why isn't this happening? We have an entrenched New World Order, an entrenched secret government that's pulling the strings and doing whatever they want to do. And I believe personally we've got a Mossad mole in the White House that's leaking information to the press, according now to, you know, Roger Stone, which I personally believe. I mean, and Austin, we called him out a month ago. This is the only show that called him out. And now more and more people are calling him out. And why in the world does he feel it's necessary to be part of the team with the Joint Chiefs of Staff to go to the Middle East? Unbelievable. Why? Because we've got to make sure the Mossad is fully kept aware of everything that's going on. That's my opinion. That's my commentary on that. Austin, what do you think?
No, we're both pretty much in agreement on that. We've talked about it in detail, and that's what a lot of stuff is pointing to. And again, guys, that's our opinion. You don't have to take that. I don't have any factual evidence that I can directly link them to, neither does Dad. However, when you start looking at everything, and when it walks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, and it swims like a duck, and it's got feathers like a duck, it's probably a duck. So when you start seeing these things all come together, it's pretty clear that something is obviously going on behind the scenes. And just to digress back to Beauty and the Beast, because I am still rather upset that movie has done so well. Remember, I told you guys it did $160 million its opening weekend. Actually, excuse me, $175 million its opening weekend in the U.S. I mean, that's insane. So far, globally now, it's at $751 million. They said it's definitely on its way to $1 billion in worldwide sales. U.S.-wise, so far, it's right at $350 million so far in sales just in the U.S. That's kind of sad, guys. That's very sad. But other news, though, what you were just talking about, Dad, with the aborted fetal cells and all the stuff they use. Remember, we have an article on the website. This is back a long time ago, from like 2011, that, remember, back in the Children of God for Life broke a news release showing that PepsiCo was basically in cahoots with another company called Cinemix, which that's S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. They produce flavor-enhancing chemicals, and they specifically use multiple flavor-enhancing chemicals from this company. PepsiCo does. This company uses human embryonic kidney tissue, and they use that in their flavoring agents. So just give you guys a little heads up on that. And also, too, while we're on the topic of sodas, I thought this was pretty wild from the Daily Mail today. They've actually had a few different articles that I've seen lately that have been pretty wild. A video that's just gone viral online shows an experiment of what happened when you drink Coke in your stomach. The footage is said to depict a reaction between Coca-Cola and stomach acid. The footage shared online by Molten Science shows the two substances bubbling and fizzing from the instant they come in contact before quickly going on to look like something that shouldn't be inside your stomach. As the Coke is slowly added to the acid inside the glass, the bubbles quickly rise higher and higher until they eventually spill over the glass into another glass tray that they have set up. While the newly formed substance initially moves very easily, within minutes it begins to harden and smoke starts to rise from the foam. This is one of the reasons why you burp so much a lot of times when you're drinking soda, from the carbonation, but also from this reaction. It says soon, and you look at the videos online, I watched it, it's pretty nasty stuff. The disgusting dark mass grows to resemble something more like road tar, to the point it's hard to push and a wooden stick is used to move to mix it around. Not only does the substance toughen up, it also increases in temperature, with the scientists touching the glass and remarking about its warmth. Now, they say on here, while the incredible experiment has had its far share of critics saying the acid used is not exactly like stomach acid, others have also defended the way it was conducted. However, all we are definitely seeing is we're in agreement that this substance is not something that looks like it should be inside your stomach. Video's already had 9 million views on Facebook, and this just comes a couple months ago. If you guys watched the video of them taking it in a pan and boiling it. And what they did was they took a Coke Zero, which didn't do a whole lot because they don't use sugar in that. They use artificial sweeteners like aspartame, so it's horrible. They took a regular Coke and they poured it into a pan, like a normal egg pan, and boiled it and let the water boil out of it. After it was done, this caramelized high fructose corn syrup, this thick, dark tar is all the remain left in the can, or in the pan. It's pretty disgusting if you watch the video, guys. I mean, it's literally, it looks like road tar. It literally looks identical to the stuff that they put on asphalt when they're doing road construction, and that's all that's left in there after they boil the water off. Remember, the main ingredients is carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, caramel coloring, artificial flavors, and phosphoric acid. That's usually the general makeup of most sodas. So when you take away the water aspect, all you're really dealing with is high fructose corn syrup, caramel coloring, and artificial flavors. That's about the extent of it. Some of the most toxic compounds you can possibly put in your body, in my opinion, that are used on a regular basis. So since we got on the topic of sodas, Dad, I figured I would just roll it off on that one, but I wanted to kind of bring that up today because I thought that video was pretty disgusting that I saw.
Well, another one, you take because of the phosphoric acid, take a chicken bone and throw in a big jar of Coke and let it sit for about a week, and the chicken bone goes away. It dissolves calcium. It precipitates calcium. It goes away. It dissolves bones. It dissolves teeth. It dissolves jawbone. It's just toxic mess. By the way, everybody's favorite Disney, since we're talking about these guys now in this whole mess, Disney has now installed metal detectors and bag searches and pat-downs at the hotels that it owns and park entrances. Unbelievable. Imagine now going through a metal detector before you check into your hotel. Imagine being patted down and searched before you get inside of your hotel. And imagine Disney using facial biometrics to spy on everyone in your family. Well, imagine no more. It is already happening. According to an article in the Orlando Sentinel, Disney World, that place nauseates me, has made going to your hotel and amusement park via virtual trip to a TSA checkpoint. Disney World has installed metal detectors and bag searches at all of their hotel entrances as in park entrances. And if that wasn't enough, guests over the age of 14 are no longer allowed to wear any costumes. If the public accepts metal detectors at Disney's hotel entrances and TSA-style searches, how long before it spreads across the country? I don't even know what to say. I've told you what's happened to us at Disney. I've told you we've had the police involved with us at Disney. I've told you we've had psychotic people chasing us at Disney who didn't take their meds that day. I've told you that we've been accused of stuff at Disney no one did. I told you they videotape you with everything that you do at Disney. This is unbelievable. Metal searches, pat downs, and TSA style checkpoints at Disney hotels. My response is no, thank you. I don't have an interest in doing this. No, I don't want to have you do this to me. No, I don't want to support you and pay you to do this to me. Remember, the TSA does this to you. You don't pay them. They do it because they enjoy it and they've been told to do it. This, when you go to these parks and these hotels, you are paying them to search you, to take you in the back room, to question you, to look through your bags and completely invade your privacy. Why would you
pay them to have them do this to you. There are too many other places, if you're going to Orlando, that you can go without having your private parts groped. Unbelievable, Austin. What do you think?
Well, Disney World's one of those interesting places because it's pretty much world-renowned. It's iconic in Florida. Everybody comes to Orlando and invades our interstate and just clusters everything up, makes it a nightmare to drive down here in the summer because so many people come to this park. I don't know. I haven't seen them at the hotels. I stopped at a resort a couple months ago, and I did not see them at the hotels yet. However, I did have free tickets from a friend of mine, and Lana, my wife, was adamant about taking Hunter to Epcot about 4 months ago, and I did go. And that was the first time I've gone in a very long time. And yes, they did have full metal detector scanners set up. The odd part about it was, though, and listen how inept these guys are. They don't make everybody run through metal detectors, at least 4 months ago. They may now, which, I mean, that's going to be a logistical nightmare. But what they were doing was they were randomly picking people to run through. And remember, there's like hundreds of people getting tickets, doing all this stuff. And, of course, you know, yours truly automatically gets pulled out. This girl walks up to me, and she goes, "I need you to come over here and go through the metal detector." And I ignored her. If you guys know me, I don't respond well to authority that I have no respect for, and authority at Disney doesn't get any respect from me. Well, then she finally stops in front of me, walks in front of me and stops. She goes, "Sir, I need you to go through the metal detectors." I said, "Why? What'd I do?" Because we just need you to go over there. You've been randomly assigned. I said, "Oh, like TSA, when you go to the airports. This is fantastic. You guys just get more invasive every time I come here. I don't know why I come here." So, of course, I walked over there, and they asked me to take all the stuff out of my pockets, which I hate doing. I did that. And I walked through. My belt buckle sets it off. Sure enough, they want to wind me down, and I kept messing with them. I'm like, "I left all the class 3 weapons in the truck. They're not here." They say, "What?" I'm just kidding. Don't throw me out. I'm trying to go in for free. And so it was a big joke. I can't stand it, but they are doing metal detectors. I don't like going through metal detectors at all, and going and having to pay to go through metal detectors is ridiculous. Luckily, I didn't have to pay to go into Disney because, like I said, some friends of ours had free tickets they blessed us with. And, yeah, so that's what Disney is now. And not to mention, as Dad just said, they have full biometrics on all the video cameras. I asked one of my friends that's worked there, and he said it's a sanity. He said the level of computer software and facial recognition software and surveillance software that they use is right up there from stuff that comes down from the CIA. He said it's insanity. He goes, "You wouldn't even believe a lot of this stuff if you saw it. All the screens, all the software, all the servers, everything's recorded. They can go back and check everything pretty much anywhere in the park at any time. It's a giant surveillance state. When you enter Disney World, if you decide to go and you engage in that and you pay your money, or if you get in for free regardless, just understand what you're stepping into. You have no rights. You have no privacy. You have no freedom whatsoever. You're going into tyrannical land is what I like to call it. You're not going to do anything. You can't have a firearm on you or they will arrest you. You can't have any weapons in your vehicle," they said. Whatever. And you're going to be fully surveilled the whole time. The entire time you're going to be watched. If you do anything or say anything that they don't agree with, they're going to send security out, as we've told you guys in previous stories. So them taking it a next step and doing this now in order to get to hotels and other areas of the entire resort doesn't surprise me. I honestly kind of expected them to do this because they've slowly brought this out on the population that goes to Disney, and it's not going to slow down their sales at all. Disney's huge, and the problem is what I've seen, the same thing with the NFL, same thing with all these guys, the majority of the population is not willing to stop supporting these entities with their money. They just keep paying them money hand over fist in order to be groped, x-rayed, and metal detected just to go into their park and spend even more money on more worthless things that they don't even need. So, yeah, that's my take on Disney, Dad.
Okay, I've got to say something. I just kind of had a moment of clarity here, which occasionally happens to me even at the age of 61. They had you on biometric data, Austin, the last time we were there because we had the problem with that one girl, and that doggone computer flagged you, and that's why you got picked.
That's actually very accurate. I didn't even think about that.
I just thought of it. You were saying that. I thought, wait a minute. You just said they're using biometrics. So what happened is the last time. And you know what was so stupid is that last time they said, oh, we don't have any cameras in the park. And I looked at the guy and I said, why are you lying? He said, we don't have any cameras by the escalator. I said, why are you lying? I said, everything here is photographed, and you would never, ever have a escalator without cameras so you could prove that you weren't responsible if somebody got hurt. I said, why are you lying? Yeah. I can subpoena these files. And that's exactly what I told them when they tried to charge the hassle Austin. And I said, we're going to sue this girl for abuse of process for lying on, you know, to about a police officer. And, of course, then suddenly all of her stories changed. Here's what happened, Austin. They had you in their database because the police got called because of that stupid girl that was on her Prozac and didn't take it that day and was going through her withdrawal and were about to have seizures and flipping around, flopping around, doing these crazy things in the park, chasing us all over the place, the nutbag she was. And what happened was they put you on their biometric database. That's what happened. Yeah. And so as soon as you walk back up, don't you remember that time we drove up in Mom's car and it had the Glock sticker on the side of the car and you walked into the park and they said to you, we need to search you because you have a Glock sticker on the side of your car, a gun sticker. Don't you remember all that?
Well, he didn't even tell me that until afterwards. He walked up to me and said, sir, I need to check you. Are you carrying any firearms? Now, I'm literally, guys, I'm around all these other people. They walked up to the middle of me, completely singled me out and said, sir, we need to know if you're carrying any firearms. And I said, no. I actually pulled up my shirt and said, I don't have my pistol on me. And they said, okay, we just wanted to make sure. And they just walked off. That was it. And that was on the one car you did. You had multiple Glock stickers on it. And I mean, I didn't notice it at first. You had an earpiece in, surveillance earpiece, you know, when you're getting, you know, whenever you have the radios. And so that's what he was doing. And he walked right up to me, asked me if I was carrying a firearm. I mean, dead in the face. And I'm like, no. And so almost every time I've gone to Disney, I get singled out. I don't know if it's my attitude. I don't know if it's my demeanor. I don't know if it's my haircut. I don't know if they're just seeming. They're like, this guy doesn't belong at Disney. He looks like he's going to get in a fight with somebody. I don't know. I really don't. I try not to get in fights. I'm actually quite passive in most situations unless you try me. But apparently Disney doesn't like me. And from now on, I guess I have been on a facial recognition, because that makes sense, Dad. Yeah, Orlando PD came out. They did a report on that whole incident. They had me on file on there. I'm sure they already had me on facial recognition before and after. And, yeah, so as soon as I walked back in, they immediately called me out, and that was that, man. I went through x-rays, metal detectors last time I went in, because there were not very many people going through at all. And I got flat singled out and stopped for no reason.
Well, what you need next time is wear a fake beard, big set of hat, and a big hat. Big hat, big set of glasses.
That won't look suspicious.
No, that won't look funny, will it? Or grow a beard. Grow a beard, wear a hat, and put your sunglasses on, and walk in and see if they get you that way. See, and then you know that their facial recognition is pretty good. But anyhow, we got to change this. We're getting redundant. Okay, European Union tells Hungary and Poland, here we go, to accept my mass migration of Muslims or to leave the European Union. I'd tell them to pound salt, get out. This is from Breitbart. France and Germany, along with a host of up to 20 other countries, are set to demand that Hungary and Poland either accept migrants under the quota system or leave the EU. The two nations have ignored Brussels' insistence that they migrants presently residing in great numbers in Italy and Greece, that they take them. Public opinion in Hungary and Poland is strongly against being forced to accept millions of migrants who are Muslims from non-European countries. Poland's Conservative Law and Justice Party swept to victory in 2015, partly due to voter anger over the previous government agreeing to take migrants under the quota system. In Hungary, Prime Minister Orbán, who, by the way, I like, has been a vocal opponent of the scheme from its conception, asserting that forcing member countries to take compulsory quota of Muslims is unlawful and will spread terrorism around Europe. Later this year, the two countries will be given the ultimatum and will have to decide whether they are willing to compromise their entire ethnicity or are willing to maintain an anti-mass migration stance, if so, that their membership in the EU may be threatened. Wow, Austin, how about that? These guys are standing up and they're being told they're about to get booted out of the union. I tell them to pound salt and I just tell them, forget about it. You're out. I'm out of here. And, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Also, too, another news as well. I brought this up to you guys a couple weeks ago about the boy, Casey, and his son, Canyon, up in Idaho. Boy got hospitalized because of the cyanide bomb that was planted behind his house. Dog was killed. What the Boeing counter was an M44. I talked about this in detail. The device has been widely criticized over the years because it's so indiscriminate. Though it successfully kills thousands of predators, it also kills animals that aren't intended for the trap, including pets and endangered species. And from time to time, humans are injured by these devices as well. This is becoming such a problem with these cyanide bombs that nobody wants to even address, that Natural Blaze came out and actually gave tips on how to avoid these things and how not to get caught by them and get hit with cyanide or your dogs. They said you may be wondering how to avoid these devices. For starters, the M44 is normally laid on or near private property that houses livestock. The reason why I'm reading you this, guys, is because I want to warn you about these cyanide bombs. If you go out and you see one, know how to look for them if you're in a rural area. So it says they're normally laid near private property that houses livestock. That's fantastic. So if you're hiking in an area that isn't near any agriculture, then you should probably be fine. However, these devices are often accompanied by warning signs, but it seems lately, as the case, there's very few signs that are even visible. In the case I described above, nobody reported seeing any warning signs, so you need to know what to look for. Here's what an M44 looks like. It's been partially buried. They show a photo of it on here. They said the cloth roll is always exposed to the surface, though it isn't always that color. Sometimes it's a pinkish color. You should specifically be careful if you are walking your dog. These things are often scented to attract coyotes, but attract all types of other animals as well. It's fantastic. So if you're walking in an area where livestock is nearby, it might be best to keep your dog on a tight leash and watch where he is sniffing around. And as a rule of thumb, if you ever see anything metallic sticking out of the ground, think twice before picking it up. It's not exactly clear how long these things can remain potent, and it's not clear how many of them can remain in the ground or even accounted for. Over time, erosion, corrosion, and decomposition of the cloth may make it look unrecognizable so that you don't even know you trip it off until it hits you. That's just fantastic. Let's put some more cyanide bombs in the ground. Just sound like a real benefit to society, right? So I wanted to bring that up, just kind of give you guys a short heads up. If you do happen to be hiking around these areas, you see one of these things, you got an animal, stay away from it. They're extremely deadly and toxic. They have cyanide in them. Yeah, that's what they have nowadays.
Unbelievable. Oh, by the way, half the car crashes involve people who are distracted by mobile phones, which that doesn't surprise anybody. Driving data of more than 100,000 vehicle operators show fully that half of car crashes are involving a driver distracted by a phone at some point on the collision. While one in four drivers use a phone within a minute of a crash, according to a new study, in coordination with Distracted Driving Awareness Month, Cambridge Mobile Telematics released a study on Monday underscoring that phone distractions are a major source of dangerous driving and car wrecks in the United States. Guys, I want to really tell you guys, when I stop, I mean, when I've got to do something as far as texting, that kind of stuff, I pull over. I just pull over or have my wife do it for me on my cell phone. I don't do that. I don't go in and start texting going down the highway. It's not safe. Here's the thing. When you're looking down at 70 miles an hour, you cover a lot of territory when you glance back up. You don't realize how fast you're moving. And you've got to be careful. Do an audio text if you have to. You know, if you have to do it. Do it. A lot of times these cars now interface with your phones and let you do an audio message for the text. And don't worry about typos and all that kind of stuff. Or just wait. Or just pull over at a rest area. Or if you got a four-wheel drive vehicle, you can always pull over on the side of the road, especially if you're, in a rural area. Just make sure you don't get stuck. You know, you can't do that on an interstate highway because it's not legal, but you can do it in a rural area or take a rest area on the interstate. Be very, very careful, because I know multiple people that have been involved in accidents and rear-ended primarily because the person who hit them was on a cell phone. Now, it happened to Sharon a couple of years ago. She was driving my pickup truck. We got a big old trailer hitch on the back of it. And she was in a parking lot over there in Orlando. Some girl runs right into the back of my truck and pokes a big old hole in the front of her car with my trailer hitch, the ball on the hitch. Didn't do anything to the truck. Also, I think you were with Mom when that happened.
I was with her, yeah.
Yeah, and then the girl was on a cell phone. You know, and luckily, you know, you're in these big old 250s or 350s, you end up with a 10,000 pound vehicle getting hit by a 3,000 pound vehicle. You barely feel the bump and busted up her bumper, put a big hole in it. Didn't affect my truck at all. But guys, it's really important to pay attention when you're driving. Oh, by the way, Muslims are now celebrating the terror attacks in St. Petersburg, which I thought was nice. I'm being facetious. Al Jazeera Arabic's Facebook coverage of the terror attack in St. Petersburg, Russia, was flooded with positive comments and happy
emotions as so-called moderate Muslims once again celebrated was likely to have been an Islamic terror attack. As Paul Joseph Watson previously reported, the Arabic-speaking Al Jazeera viewers as well as viewers of France's 24 Arabic channel had the exact same response after the Westminster attack last month, which was carried out by a converted jihadist. After every single terror attack, including 9/11, reports emerge of Muslims celebrating the carnage, yet every single time the media attempts to bury the issue, most notably by dismissing Donald Trump's assertion that Muslims in New Jersey celebrated the attack on the Twin Towers, a fact that is manifestly provable. Guys, they can take you now in Pakistan for saying something about Muhammad and kill you. Take you out back and probably cut your head off or shoot you or hang you or whatever they do in their Muslim faith. They can get on their Facebook pages, and when we get killed or have attacks against us, they get to openly celebrate, and that's okay. But if we say anything about those guys, they want to kill us. Guys, does anybody not see a problem with this besides me? We can't allow this culture, which is diametrically opposed to the Christian way of life, to come into our country, reproduced by the tens of millions, and take over our country. None of this is okay. Guys, I want to thank you for listening to the show today. I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters. I want to thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. And I want to thank you so much just for praying for us and being part of our family. I love you guys. I just appreciate you so much. And if you get a chance to hear me on the Sheila Zielinski show that we did today, you guys are going to really like that. It's like a world composite in an hour, you know, the world according to Ted. Pretty much in a monologue with Sheila. I love you. Thank you again for supporting us. Thank you again for taking care of the show and making sure that we're thriving and we're staying on the air and we're expanding our reach on an ongoing basis. And I'll continue to pray for you guys too. God bless you. Austin, I'm writing the summary. Yeah, to go ahead and close.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, guys. And also too, if you guys saw the product of the week, what ended up winning last night was chelation therapy. Very, very strong detoxifying product. Very good at removing heavy metals from your system. It's been something that we've carried for years. This formula we've tried out over and over and over again. It's got our EDTA formula in it. It's got cilantro. It's got allicin from garlic. It's got calera. It's got N-acetylcysteine and alpha-lipoic acid, which if you guys know, we use some of the highest quality ALA you can physically get your hands on. Both of those are really good for antioxidant activity, really good for exposure to heavy metals that increase free radicals and help to detoxify the body and pull them out. So this is something that's really, really positive product we've seen over the years. Very good, especially that we find, in my opinion, the pull out from a lot of the chemtrail spooge that's sprayed on us every day. It's ridiculous how much we get sprayed with down in Florida here recently. This helps to pull a lot of that out of your system and detoxify the body. You need to make sure you're drinking a lot of water with it, but it's a very simple product to use. Take like 4 capsules at bedtime. So it's on sale for over 15% off this week. So check out on the website, healthmasters.com. You guys have a safe, blessed night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.